In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Jesus looked at the crowds, and he moaned. And he said they were like sheep without a shepherd. Things have not changed, they've only got worse. I'm reading from the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. "My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. My flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and no one did search or seek after them. Therefore, shepherds, hear the word of the Lord." Cardinal O'Malley, priests, Father Tom, ministers, hear the word of the Lord. Bishops, as I live, says the Lord, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field. Let's look at that. My flock became a prey, and it became meat to every beast of the field. Cardinal O'Malley, Father Tom, bishops, the flock talks about karma now. Karma. They don't talk about grace. They talk about karma. This is my karma. I've heard it over and over and over again. Eastern religions. The flock has gone into the New Age movement. Into the New Age movement. If we would be honest, our priests, most of them in the Northeast, voted for Obama. We don't care about pro-life. New Age movement. Astrology. No religion at all. Coming to church Christmas and Easter, receiving the Holy Eucharist, not knowing Jesus from any other, that Jesus is the unique Son of God, and that there is no one like Jesus Christ. No one. No one. Ordaining priests that don't know how to deal with the devil himself. Oh, they might have right doctrine, but I'm going to tell you, when the devil gets them in the corner, they're not going to know how to deal with it, because they have no idea about spiritual combat. No idea. No idea. No idea. But I do tell you what we do have in the seminary. We have a bar in the seminary. My class, the class of 1979, that was our addition to the seminary, a bar, so that the seminarians can drink. And that's very wonderful. Very wonderful. Turns my stomach. It turned my stomach then, and it turns my stomach now. Yeah, we'll be ordaining priests. We'll be ordaining priests in May. It's going to be wonderful. But you know what? They don't know how to do spiritual combat. They have no idea about spiritual combat, most of them. They have no idea. I'm going to tell you about some priest. I'm going to tell you about some priest that was ordained for the Archdiocese of Boston. He had a great ministry. He had a great ministry. He had a great ministry. There was one certain young person who stalked him and stalked him and stalked him and stalked him and stalked him until he gave in. And when this young person gave in to the young person. I'm going to tell you what that young person did. He reported him to the bishop. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm going to tell you. And this guy had a ministry. This guy loved Jesus. He still does. This guy was set up by Satan himself. And you know what? We do not teach people how to deal with spiritual realities because we are too interested in the catechism. We got to learn the catechism. And you can learn the catechism all you want, but you've got an adversary, the devil. Every single night we pray that prayer, but it doesn't really touch our hearts. Be sober, be watchful for your adversary. The devil goes around seeking someone to devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith. It doesn't touch us because we think the devil is not real, but he's a plunderer. He kills our people, and we don't know what to do. I'm going to tell you the turning point of my week last week when I buried a 23-year-old young, beautiful girl who overdosed on drugs. A beautiful girl, a beautiful girl. And I'm going to tell you the last place where they would go would be the church. Oh, yes, I offered to them, all those kids that were at the funeral, come tonight at 11:15. Come tonight. Come tonight. We can talk. We could scream. You can do what you need to do. And if you can't come tonight, come tomorrow on Friday at 7:30. But I'm going to tell you what they did. They did exactly what I told them that they shouldn't do. They went out and got high and got drunk. They got high and got drunk. They got high and got drunk to mourn this beautiful young girl. So who's going to be the next one? Who's going to be the next one to die? Who's going to be the next one with an overdose? Who's going to be the next one with bad drugs? Who's going to be the next one? Because the church has no power. The church has no power. The church has no power. At least I offered myself. I offered myself. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. But the church has no power. We have no power to deal with this kind of stuff. We just want to learn the catechism. It's all about the catechism. I don't think so. I don't think so. Jesus Christ discipled 12 men. What we are doing is schooling people. They don't know the power of God, most of them. They don't know how to deal with spiritual realities. Therefore, what happens? My sheep have been scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. That's what happened in Israel, and that's what's happening in the church today, Catholic, Protestant, and Orthodox. We make no effect on these people. There is no effect on these people. We don't have the spiritual power. We do not know the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Our people put Obama in, who is a socialist. Isn't it wonderful? Our priests, because he's going to care for the poor. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. What happened in Cuba is happening in the United States. Socialism and communism will take over. Do you want to know what the Blessed Mother said? Our Blessed Mother said in Fatima that Russia would spread her errors. Little did I know that that would be true in the United States of America, that Russia, communism and socialism, has been spreading her errors through the new president that everyone thinks is the best thing since bubblegum. And yet God's people don't know Jesus Christ. I've never prayed for a president so much as I pray for this man. Because the country we live in is not the country I was brought up in. it's a sick, sick world. And you know what? It's the shepherd's fault because we did not respond correctly in the 60s when everything went nuts. We became part of the problem. The church was the only solid thing that people had. And when the 60s came with the sexual revolution and the drug revolution, the church was powerless in the face of the devil. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Cardinal O'Malley, Father Tom, pastors, bishops, priests, seminarians. As I live, says the Lord God, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for the flock, but my shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and I will cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they may not be meat for them. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I and even I will both search after my sheep. I myself will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by rivers and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel, and I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord God, and I will seek after the lost, and I will bring that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick, and I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. I tell you, the shepherds are on the wrong side of the line of demarcation. I'm talking bishops, I'm talking pastors, I'm talking every denomination, I'm talking most people that's supposed to be shepherds. They wouldn't know how to shepherd a flock of people any more than they know how to build a home from scratch. And yet Jesus did it this way. He discipled men and brought them to himself, and he kept them with him, and the anointing was given. That's the way it happened. But we learn the catechism. You learn all the catechism you want. You face the devil, and you start spouting out the catechism. You want to know what happens? He'll laugh at you. He'll laugh at you. If you don't know the power of God, if you don't know the power of the Holy Spirit, if you don't know the risen Lord during Advent, and the risen Lord during Christmas, and the risen Lord during ordinary time, you know, we don't only talk about the risen Lord during Easter, but that he's been raised from the dead. Yes, he is the Lamb that was slain, crucified from the foundation of the world, but the risen Lord gives us the Holy Ghost, and most people don't have any idea what the Holy Ghost is, who he is, and what he does. Matter of fact, most priests are afraid of him. You know why? Because he upsets our schedules. My heart is not against anyone. My heart is for the sheep. My heart is for the sheep. That's who my heart is for. And my heart is broken that the sheep are not being tended. My heart is broken. When I bury a 23-year-old young woman, and I see all these young men, young women, lost, the church has had no effect on them, lost. I don't rejoice that they're lost. My heart goes out to them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep without a shepherd. Who will be next? And then a couple of days later we do a wedding. Oh, we have a lovely wedding. And everything looks so beautiful. My God. My God. My God. My Jesus, this is not why you died and why you rose. You died and rose to bring a people that are sold out. Not to sacramentalize people, but to make them disciples. You said, go ye therefore into the whole world and preach the gospel and make disciples, my God. Now, Lord, we have a new evangelization. But my question is, Jesus, can you tell me what the old evangelization was? You know what I'm saying? The Pope talks about a new evangel. Give me a break. Why do you think Luther broke away? Why do you think Luther broke away? Was it all his fault? John Paul II said it wasn't. He apologized. Why do you think Luther broke away? He never decided to break away. That wasn't his intention. Oh yeah, politics came into it, that's for sure. There was no evangelization during the time of Luther, and there's so little now. I tell you, that priest that I talked about, that he was hunted down by this evil person until he finally gave in, and then he was reported. And he says, I've got you now. Spiritual things can only be discerned by the spiritual person. We are in desperate situations. Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. It is time for people to care again and to have the power of God and to be the light of the world in the midst of this perverse generation. And it's more than praying for people for healing, believe me. It's more than praying for people for healing. The world as we know it is going into the tubes. We've got people praying for healing. But they're not going after the lost. They're not feeding the hungry. They're not at the abortion mills. They're not doing the thing that they need to do. Everybody's got their specialty. It's more than a specialty, believe me. It's more than a specialty. It's more than a specialty. Who will care for the sheep? the lost, the broken, the needy, the poor. Who will feed them with grain rather than with poison? For unless we know the power of God and the love of God, my friends, the only thing we can give them is words. And let me tell you, words don't cut the butter. You can only get along so far with right doctrine. Right doctrine without power becomes legalism. So our people talk about karma, crystals, fortune tellers. Our people talk about all these things, Eastern religions and meditation and Buddhism. Oh yeah, our people talk about all those things. Yoga. Oh, yeah, yoga. The only yoga I like is I like chocolate yogurt. Yoga. Dealing with other demons, yeah. Dealing with demons, that's right. Get the philosophy. Oh, our people talk about all those things. Eastern religions, transcendental meditation, visualization to the nth degree. You can have what you say, just keep on saying it. The gift, the promise, whatever it's called, that book, New Age book. Then there's the Course of Miracles, which is witchcraft that so many people are into. Because you have not shepherded my people, I will take them away from you, and I will shepherd them myself. These are the words of the Lord himself, who said, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. He says, I walk in front of the sheep, and I lead them into pasture, and I give my life for the sheep. Oh, yeah, that's what the shepherd does. He gives his life for the sheep. My heart is broken when you have to bury a 23-year-old young woman. My heart is broken. And a family that will have to mourn until they die. My heart is broken. And what makes it worse is that these poor young people are so lost, and who will be next? My friends, if you don't think that your kids are doing the things that the kids that they're associating with, you are out of your mind. Whoever your kids associate with, what they are doing, your kids are doing. You might say, not my kids, like they do in Winthrop. That's what they say in Winthrop. Not my child, yeah. Living in denial. Not my child. Not my child. Not my child, yeah. Whoever your kids are hanging around with, what they're doing, your child is doing. And if you don't step in, my friend, you might be the next one that buries a child. You might be a next one that buries a child. You need the wisdom of God. To bring up children today, you need the wisdom of God and worn-out knees. That's just a reality. Check on your children. They are the greatest gift that God gave you. Don't let them go astray. Don't let them go astray. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we will be at 111 Harvard Street in Brookline Village, 6 p.m., Monday the 27th. 111 Harvard Street in Brookline Village, 6 p.m. And they are going to be opening a new abortion mill, and we just want to go and be a prayerful presence there. So that when they have their little meeting, they know that if they're opening this mill in Brookline Village, they're going to get us. It's just like that. They're going to get us. So tonight we'll be at 111 Harvard Street in Brookline Village at 6 p.m. That's tonight, Monday the 27th. I will have a surprise mass today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon if you want to come. And we'll do the Divine Mercy, asking for mercy. We'll start with the Divine Mercy, and then we'll go into the Holy Mass. It's my parents' anniversary. I'm going to celebrate Mass for my parents. So if you would like to come to the surprise Mass, it's at 3 o'clock. There will also be a Mass tonight at 7:30 at the Holy Rosary, followed by Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. I want to tell you about Jimmy the Roofer. Jimmy the Roofer has just done a great roof in Lynn at such an inexpensive price. He's crazy for charging so little. So if you are interested and you have a roof that needs to be healed, you know, it's as simple as that. You call Jimmy the Roofer, and we'll give you his number in a couple of seconds. You know, he's been doing this kind of stuff, and he's a very good worker, and he's very respectful, and he does a good job. It's his life, you know. It's his life. I guess you can just call the Holy Rosary, you know, and say that, get Jimmy the Roofer back. And the telephone number is 617-846-1210. And Jimmy does a real good job, I'm going to tell you. Jimmy the Roofer is his name. Jimmy the Roofer. And, you know, I just want to tell you that the people in Lynn that he just did, they stole it from poor Jimmy. It's almost not fair for the price that he gave them. It's almost not fair. So Jimmy the Roofer can be reached at 617-846-1210. Leave the message and say it's for Jimmy the Roofer, and Father Tom will get back to Jimmy the Roofer. 617-846-1210. 111 Harvard Street will be there tonight at 6 p.m. I will have a surprise mass at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you read the 34th chapter of Ezekiel and pray for shepherds, because you know what? We have a great responsibility before the Lord, and if we do not do it, we will end up in hell.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.